Bill's hand is up. Welcome to Hammer Down.
Don.
Number one sports betting gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs. I will be sitting in Pat's seat today because Pat is currently in Florida preparing for War Games Sunday night, WWE Network. WWE Network. I assume you guys go on. You know when you guys go, I assume you're a main event, huh?
Second ever match, main event. How you doing? Keep it moving. Don't worry about it. Keep them.
So Pat's
headline,
down there.
Headliner Lombardi, headliner.
I
you
love
know what
it.
I mean?
I love it.
So Pat's down there preparing for War Games. I will be sitting in his seat until he gets back. We can't thank him enough. And thank Michael Lombardi enough for joining us. Former NFL GM, host of the Daily Shuffle Pod. Sorry, GM Shuffle Pod. Daily Coach, subscribe to that. Lombardi Line, writes for The Athletic. Michael Lombardi, how you doing today, sir?
I'm great. I couldn't be better. Thank you. Everything's good, you know, getting ready for week 13. Never thought we'd get here. I got to be honest. I didn't think we'd get this far.
Honestly, me too. You know what? Good for us.
Hey, good for us.
Hey, good for football.
Good for football. And next to me, the Gump Man himself, bringing all the nukes, all the stats, all the trends, all of that. Pat, you weren't here yesterday. Did you have anything on your mind going into week 13 that you wanted to discuss with Michael before we get into things?
No, I got nothing. To be honest, the weekend kind of seems like there's a bunch of trash games out there.
There really is. Like, when I prepare or when I put the sheet together for your show on, like, Thursdays, I always put the marquee games. And this week it was just two. It was the Browns at Titans, who was -5.5, -6, wherever you could find that. And then it was the Rams at the Cardinals, and that's currently at 3. The Cardinals are getting 3 at their home. And other than that, it's a lot of shit games this week.
And that's good for War Games. You know what I mean? That's good for us because that Chiefs-Broncos game probably be over a little bit earlier. And in Sunday night War Games, I think WWE knew that Week 13 was potentially going to be a bad lineup. That's why we did NXT War Games on Sunday. But, Mike, I am very surprised. As I went through the games today before the show started, I went through there and I was like, all right, Week 13, here we are. I'm pumped that we're there. But as I started looking at the matchups, I'm like, oh, we got some shit games, which means probably the next few weeks going forward, there's going to be some big games, I would assume, that are going to depend on, are a lot's going to ride on.
Yeah, I mean, this is a hard slate because there are a lot of teams, and the lines are kind of set pretty evenly. I think the guy at the Borgata, Thomas Gable, told me is we get later in the season, there's a lot harder. The lines are pretty accurate, so it's hard to find variances within the line, and that's what showed up on my board today. I don't really have a lot of variances in these games.
Michael, the Thomas Gable with the Borgata, who runs a sports book over there, has the last 3 weeks been three of his best weeks of all time, potentially?
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. Every time he gets, you know, when I have on my sheet, whenever less than 20% wins, they're killing it. I mean, you know, they're killing it. When those teams that cash in, and then he's had some really fortunate, you know, backdoor covers the last sure. Gump, I don't want to bring it up, but he's had some fortunate backdoor covers that has made him some money, and, you know, and the public has suffered for it.
All right, so what I wanted to do before we get into our picks was, since they're 0-10 the last 2 weeks, the top five consensus public picks going into week 13, and I want to see if any of you have the gut sack to take the dog in this, to go against the public, even though it's the right play. It's hard. It's not always easy to do. 72% of the bets are on the Vikings against the Jags. The Jags are currently getting, let me see here, let me make sure it's correct still. Jags are getting 10.5. Is anyone brave enough to take the Jaguars in Minnesota?
You know, I only say this, that if I took this game, I've got to take the Jags. I have this as an 8.6 line, and I would be all over the Jags. I don't think this is going to be one I'm going to do on the Hammer Down or I would tweet out on Sunday morning, but I'm leaning towards – I only have seven games that I can choose from, and this is one of them.
Michael, Pat's looking down on you at that pick.
I guess, you know, and this is, I like hearing that you only think it's 8, though, because that means there is a little bit of discrepancy in your eyes with sports books. So maybe the sports books aren't all the way dialed in yet if they have that much of a discrepancy in a game. And I think it's because the Jags have no idea what they're doing still. And they're probably hard to read because you got the Skycam playing instead of Gardner Minshew and that whole thing. But Kirk Cousins was on our show just a few days ago. Our show has had a very good bump to people that next week. Now, there's been a couple outliers that have not played great after coming on our show. With Adam Thielen coming back, I feel like this is a game that should, and this is how everybody feels, obviously, 70-some percent of people. This is a game that Vikings should go for it, which means... That means the Jags probably cover here.
Gumpy got any nukes?
Well, look, I don't disagree. I mean, the Browns should have covered by 17 points last week, and for some reason, the Jags got a 2-point. They lost by two, and it wasn't. I mean, that you look at the score and you say that wasn't a close game. I mean, by no means. You know, that late touchdown. So when you're dealing with 10 points, that backdoor cover is so. As you know, nobody on the sidelines talking about the line. They're all talking about just winning the game, and that's what happens in these double-digit covers.
How did the Chargers not backdoor cover that last week for us?
You know, like got down to the 1 yard line. It took him 30 seconds. He took a horse and buggy to get 1 yard. I like that. How did he run down there after they completed? Or did they just walk? It took 30 seconds off the clock. Then he ran the ball. Can you imagine that? He didn't spike and he ran it. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
But how does it happen in every other case, in every other game where how does it happen in every other case works against us? Then the one that could have worked for us is just a complete debacle. Like how do sports books know that? That's like, how do they know that?
I don't know. I think they just really just, I think eventually their numbers are so good. It comes to the numbers. Somehow it does. Like the Bucs game. I mean, that number, that was not even a close game, the Bucs and the Chiefs.
That was absurd. Absolutely absurd.
I mean, it's absurd, but it's right there.
Eagles.
Vikings are 1-5 against the spread their last six as a home favorite.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like the Vikings and the Browns are very, very similar teams.
Yeah, very similar.
So does that help the Jaguars?
I mean, I don't know what helps. What would help the Jaguars if they got behind and then in the fourth quarter they rallied back. I mean, that's the only thing that you're going to think in this game. I mean, they're going to throw the ball on them like crazy. You would think they would move it effectively.
All right.
How do you feel about them starting Mike Glennon over Gardner Minshew? Oh, yeah. Is that just them, you know?
Maybe they just haven't felt Minshew's practice very well lately. You know, I actually thought Glennon played better in the game than I anticipated him playing. And they're healthier this week. Last week they missed some. They didn't have Chark last week. They're healthier this week. Not that they're a great team, but they compete. I mean, every time that they've had these big lines, they've kind of rallied back. Other than the Pittsburgh game, Pittsburgh nailed them.
That's my one worry with the Browns this week is the Jaguars did move the ball on them well last week.
And look, the Titans are going to move the ball on the Browns, and the Browns are going to move the ball on the Titans.
Can Baker Mayfield make a fucking throw?
Yeah, dude. We talked to Jarvis the other day, and Jarvis Landry going to have a big game this weekend. Obviously came on the show. Birthday was last week. That game I'm staying away from, right, just because it feels like the Titans should win that one.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it.
Feels like it.
But with how I've been going,
yeah,
you know, if I have that good of a feeling about something, I'm probably just going to back off it a little bit. You know, the riding high pinky ring guy has kind of fallen off a little bit. But it feels like the under should hit in this one, Mike. Don't you think the under, two heavy running dominant teams, I think it was in the 50s, wasn't it? What was the
52 and a half.
50, what is it, Big?
52 and a half.
What is it now?
52 and a half.
52. Let me change it on my board here.
I got to take that game.
What do you mean?
The under or the game?
The game.
Well,
What are you taking?
I got to take the points with the Brownies. I have to do it.
I'm doing it too.
Is this one of your guys' official picks?
Oh yeah.
The pick. I got to take it. I can't. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I lost last week.
So when you say you have to, is that because your number that you came up with is just completely different what the Vegas has?
I have a 2.43 number, and Vegas is – are they giving me six now, or are they giving me 5.5?
Five and a half right now. Currently 5.5. It's been bouncing around.
But we always talk about you can't let what happened last week affect you this week. You can't let fucking the Browns blowing it against the Jags affect that they're getting a good number against Tennessee.
Hey, just
I'm putting the has suit on. I mean, this is one – I got to take this. I only have seven games to take. I don't like taking Jacksonville – so I got to take Cleveland here.
Fat, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Gumpy's beard looks unbelievable. I don't know if I should say this on air, Pat.
I assume your wife has a straightener because mine does and uses it all the time. He got a straightener for
his beard straightener. It's a comb.
It looks amazing.
I'm very impressed.
We thought you dyed it a little bit over here. That looks unbelievable. If new beard, new bets. You like the Browns. I'm going with the under on that game. That's going to be one of my picks. Okay.
One of the other ones with the high public was 73% on the Raiders against the Jets. Does anyone want to take the Jets at plus 8.5?
No way anybody wants to bet on the Jets.
Is it 8.5 now?
Yeah.
I want to, but I can't. I mean, the Jets hung with the Dolphins last week. That game was a lot closer than the score said, but the Raiders threw that game away against Atlanta. But, I mean, Raiders are good on the road, 6-2 against the spread their last 8 road games. Jets 3-8 their last 11 overall. I mean, Jets stink. I can't take them.
I'm not taking them either. I had this game at 7.43. It falls within the 2.2 margin of wiggle. I ain't touching them.
Good. 89% is on the Colts. They're giving 3.5 to the Texans on the road. Michael, I believe you said yesterday you kind of like the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's now 3.5. I had this line at 4.25, you know, so it's really kind of like it falls in that it's a small margin for me. Considering, what do you have the line at 51.5 to on the over?
50.5.
Colts 7-0-1 their last 8 against the spread in Houston as well.
Pat, did you on your show earlier, did you say you kind of like the Colts here?
I think AJ say he likes the Colts and to cover. Yeah. The Colts, they feel like a team they have to go on a run. You know, like they have to. They went all in this year with Philip Rivers, $25 million. They got a team. They have to go on a run in a divisional game. It's not a bad time to start. Houston, Colts have always played well in Houston. T.Y., look for T.Y. to have a big game. T.Y. always plays well against the Houston Texans, and he scored his first touchdown last week. But that 3.5 seems like I'm not betting it. This is not a game I'm going to bet. By the way, I'm doing the Italian thing.
What was that?
Sitting out.
I'm going to bet on less games.
Smart.
I think we got to. You got to eliminate games and not bet on everything. It's too hard. You know, we're not the. I can't be the fat guy at the buffet line. I just can't do it.
You mean I shouldn't have bet on 10 college basketball games today, Mike?
No, you're doing that college hoops thing. I have no idea. I don't even know who the hell's playing. You know, they change. It's the hardest thing. Keep doing your soccer thing. You and that Mike Palm from VSiN. You guys are good at soccer.
Nigel Seeley's on the VSiN too, isn't he?
He's really good. Yeah.
Pat, I asked this about to Mike yesterday about the Texans, about Roby and Will Fuller being suspended for the season. What does that do to the locker room?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's another part of the team just kind of unraveling, you know, like kind of watching the season unfold and just being like, man, things are going to be very different. You know, you start to get the feeling that things are going to be very, very different next year. Obviously, coach is out, GM's out. You got a lot of things going on, which was the same person. Now you got two stud players that are out for the rest of the season. There's probably a lot of, oh my God, like what happened? But for a lot of the younger players who don't get a lot of playing time, there's a lot of opportunity here to earn some reps and get on film. So that's what you kind of got to – now the depth. How's the depth? Did Bill O'Brien do well scouting when they brought it in? So I think some people will see it as opportunity, while some people potentially see it as like, of course, just even more bullshit we have to deal with. Yep. So I think it's kind of a mixed bag at this point, but everybody down there in Houston knows that things are going to look a lot different next year, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right, next game. 88% of the money is on the Seahawks. They are giving 11 at home against the New York Giants, who – will most likely be starting Colt McCoy at quarterback. Oh. I can't.
I want to take the Seahawks, but I can't. Can't do it.
Well, let me say this. I mean, my line in this game is 5.68. If I take it, I got to take the Giants.
But you said that was with Daniel Dimes.
And that's with Danny Dimes. That's what scares me. But, I mean, I think 11's way too much.
Giants.
Way too much.
Giants.
I don't know if – I mean, the Giants compete against everybody. I mean, and McCoy will get the ball out of his hands. He's not great. He might get hurt in the game, but I mean, let's not Danny Dimes isn't the greatest quarterback since Warren Moon here now. Let's be honest.
Giants are 21-8 against the spread their last 29 road games.
All right, I'm picking the Giants. That's one of my teams I'm picking.
I love that.
I don't think it's a bad play at all. I think it's almost like it's too many points. Once it's over 11, I mean, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, we just saw Seattle beat the Eagles by 6 or whatever it was. And, I mean, it's not like the Eagles are better than the Giants.
No, I mean, you know, the Giants will go out there and compete. They'll compete. There's no doubt. We've seen that. And they played well on the West Coast. They played the Rams as good as you could play them.
All right, so that's going to be one of my picks as well. All right, I'm happy we're going through this.
And then the last one was 91% of the money is on the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, minus 14. The Chiefs are at home. What do you guys, Pat? You have any? Since you're not going to be able to watch this game, you going to bet this game at all?
Yeah, that game's going to be over at halftime. War Games pops off immediately afterwards. The minus 14 is a lot of points.
It's a lot of
that
points.
Broncos team is terrible. They are terrible. So, divisional game. Mm-hmm. I think Chiefs might 90-some%.
91. It's the highest. Yeah,
week. No chance. I'm taking that. Obviously, no. So there's no chance. I'm betting on that strictly because of that right there,
Michael. That's a good play. I mean, if I do anything, I got to take Denver here. You know, and I think look, Denver has been a good. I mean, the last 2 weeks before the no quarterback game, they scored 42 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, they can rally from behind. You know, I don't think they're going to win, but 14 is a lot of points against a team that's, you know, coming off a bad, bitter loss that plays – their defense plays well. They don't give up very much. I mean, the Saints couldn't really throw the ball. Not that they tried. We know Taysom was – but they didn't really throw the ball effectively on them. I mean, the Chiefs will throw the ball. I'm not suggesting that. Just think, to me, 14 is a lot.
And 90% of the money being on it, you might as well just guarantee that the Broncos are going to cover.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst play at all. I mean, you take
is that
the
number
Broncos,
moving? Is that number moving, or has it stayed there?
It's been.
You take the Giants at 11. You take the Minnesota at what 10? You got three games there.
No.
You can tease all those, huh?
Yeah.
Pat, to your question, it opened as 13. It's gone to 14. I mean, but no, it's been steady Chiefs money all week. If that's whichever side of the question you meant, that's what the information is.
What I meant was the books aren't even like scared of this at all. That 90% of they're not moving that number drastically to change it. So
No. That
makes me feel like the Broncos are basically a lock here to cover 14, not to win, but to cover 14, you know?
All right. With all that information, let's get into our picks. Michael, we'll start with you. What are your picks this week?
I'm going to go with the Brownies. I'll take the 5.5. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Colts, because I think the Roby, I think the Will Fuller injury, I think Deshaun Watson made it clear this week that he knows he needs Will Fuller. Without Will Fuller, they're a different team. I think the Colts bounce back. I think this is a bounce back game for the Colts. That Houston defense is not very good. I love Deshaun. So I'm going to take Indy, I'm going to take Cleveland, and I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals in a pick'em game.
Mike, that is not a pick'em anymore.
You're actually getting
three points.
Pal.
No, I know, but I had it as a pick'em, so I got to take it.
Oh, I got you. I know what you're saying. And that is where it opened it up, by the way. Yeah. Actually, it opened up as Cardinals minus 1, and now they're getting 3. Pat, you want to go or you want Gompy to go?
I'll go. I like the Rams there. Nice. I think Jared Goff, this is a game where he'll be able to not get a lot of – he'll be able to have time, and I think that's a big deal. Will Kyler Murray be able to execute – against that Rams defense, that's going to be the tail of the tape. I think Goff will do well against that Cardinals defense, even though I feel like the Cardinals defense is much better than they normally show. You know, you kind of just talked me into that Colts thing. I think I'm going to go with the Colts there, too. I think I like the Colts there, Paizan. I appreciate you doing that. I have the Titans-Browns under, and I like my teaser that I put out for the Super Boost.
Hit Pat's teaser this week is the Miami Dolphins -5.5 against the Bengals, and the Green Bay Packers -2.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles. You can get that for +125 FanDuel Sportsbook.
Can't get those odds anywhere else. Only available at FanDuel. Shout out to my Super Boost. And I'll also take the Giants +11.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Me too. I mean, granted, Russ might cook me right out of the goddamn kitchen, but it doesn't seem like that's been happening for a while. At some point, he's going to get hot, but I don't think the Giants have been covering machines for me. That team, they've gone to war for me, that Giants squad, and I appreciate him. And Joe Judge was wearing Ole Miss gear. I don't know if you saw that. Uh-huh. I feel like morale is still very high in the Giants camp. I think Joe Judge is still very well liked, and there's a playoff spot on the line for them against all odds at this point.
Hey, I just saw on the ticker Kenny Dollar. We didn't talk about the Detroit Chicago, the MVP Mitch, and the new Detroit. But Galladay's not playing, in case anybody was thinking about playing that game.
And DeAndre Swift, he is out of concussion protocol, but he's still missed practice with an illness. So who knows if he's going to be back? If those two are out, you can't touch the Lions. You can't touch the Lions with those two out, and you can't touch the Bears either. So maybe just don't touch that game at all.
Write it off.
Gump, go ahead.
I'm going to take the Saints. Saints are 4-0 against the spread their last four, 6-2 against the spread their last eight as a road favorite, and 4-1 against the spread their last five in Atlanta. I'm with Pat on the Rams. They're 5-0 against the spread their last five in Arizona, 7-3-1 against the spread their last 11 versus the NFC West. I'm with Mike on the Brownies. The Brownies are 3-1-1 against the spread their last five in Tennessee, and 3-1-1 against the spread their last five against the Titans. I'm taking the Patriots as well. Belichick, 20-6 against rookie QBs. 7-3 straight up their last 10 versus AFC West, and 5-0 against the spread their last five against the Chargers. Chargers are 0-5 against the spread their last five games. I'm with you guys on the Colts too. We talked about that. Colts 4-0 against the spread their last four against the Texans. The road team is 9-2-2 against the spread last 13 meetings. And I'm laying the points with the Packers.
Okay.
Packers 5-2 against the spread their last seven as a home favorite. Eagles 2-5 against the spread their last seven against the Packers.
All right. Tired of picking Yo.
Gumpy, hell of a run right there, buddy.
I know. I told myself this morning I was only going to pick three games, and here we are again.
He does it every, he does it every single time. I'm tired of being on the right fucking side and getting backdoored, so I'm going to try a different way of getting backdoored. Bengals and Fins under 42.
Excuse me. Hold on. Let's go back to the backdoor comment about you getting – you're trying to get backdoored here, yeah?
Well, just a different way. I'm just going to – you know, you try different toys and stuff like that.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, dude. You stop down at one of them places, you can get the armadillo. That thing will backdoor you from three doors down.
Trying to keep things fresh in the relationship door and hammered down. Bengals Fins under 42.5. I don't understand how the Bengals score any points in this game. Last week, they scored a garbage time touchdown and a return touchdown. Other than that, they had no offense against the Giants. Saints and Falcons under 45.5. 2 weeks ago, they played, and I believe the Falcons scored 9 points. Nothing has changed in those two teams, as far as I know. And also, Taysom has a little more tape out of him. Maybe the Falcons' defense will be a little bit better against them. And then the Giants and Seahawks under 47.5. I like the Giants' defense, so I like them to hold Seattle, and I don't think their offense is going to score with Colt McCoy. So I like the under 47.5 there. And those are going to be my three picks, but I couldn't leave you three hanging with all three of your Colts picks. So I'm going to jump on the Colts bandwagon as well and take them. So those are my four picks for the week.
Clean sweep, boys.
I couldn't let you guys go by yourselves. I was going to be stranded on an island like a fucking idiot by myself whenever you guys are fucking celebrating on Sunday, shooting off your six shooters.
Thanks. Why, dude? Could just let the three of us do it, man.
You guys are the three best friends that ever have been around.
Things change. Week 13, things change. It's time.
13, lucky number, right?
It's
time. This is going to be the one for us. It's going to be the one for us.
Hey, Michael, good luck this weekend.
No, good luck to the man. Good luck, Pat. You know, good luck.
Well, yeah, he's...
Go strong. Go strong. Don't check it at the curb. Go strong.
You know what they say, like a lot of football players will say this. I think Peyton said this. The people who get nervous are the people that don't know what the hell they're doing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like he said that. And preparation breeds confidence and all that stuff. I feel like I'm prepared. I'm very confident. But the more and more I see of the footage of the match that I'm getting into from years past, I'm not 100% sure I knew exactly what I was signing up for whenever I signed up for this.
Just remember this. Yeah, practice execution becomes game reality. So just practice your execution.
Smart.
You're damn right. I've been reading the Daily Coach, too. The message from the elder today is getting me over the hump, so I'm pumped up about it.
Love it. I love it.
Oh, hey, Michael, we're doing Survivor again. You want Colts minus 2.5?
Do I want the Colts on Survivor? Let me think. What can I do on Survivor? What do I get? What's the discount? Can I get,
you get
Miami?
A point. You get a point.
You get a point discount? Let's see here. Yeah, I'll take the Colts in the point discount. That's probably the best bet.
Okay. Hey, have fun up in New England in 20 minutes.
All right, babe, Mike.
Have a good one. Keep me posted. Thanks a lot.
Will
thanks
do.
For looking see out you, for Mike. Me.
Hey, I got you, dog. See you, man.
Don't cut back to Pat yet. Are we good cutting back to Pat and not showing anyone's phone number? Is what I'm worried about. Yeah, there we are.
We gave away Foxy's email.
I know.
Earlier.
I saw that.
Yeah, he literally got 15 FaceTimes from people immediately upon it. One from Ireland, I think, if we did the right country code.
Well, Pat, I'll tell you this. When mine got out last week, someone signed me up for 100 daily newsletters, so I get those every day now. That's pretty fucking cool.
What happened? Your bank account got released one
bank
time?
Bank account, flight. Email, Social Security, it doesn't matter.
Bill has an agenda.
Bill has an agenda.
No, hey, is Bill back there? Because Bill has a dry erase board that is tallying.
Oh yeah,
how many days it has been since he has given out Tone's private information.
I think we're up to. He's popping in right now. I think we're up to like 8 days now or something like that.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever seen. Tone, Bill, how many days has it been since you've given out Tony's private information?
I think this marks the 9th day. We're not fully through yet, so I don't want to write the 9, but we're right there, right around there.
That's what I'm talking about, Tony. Yeah. Well, good for you, Bill.
Closing on a house next week, so he's another chance just to give out a new address next week, too, so I'm sure he'll take advantage of that.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Babe,
thank you.
That was hard.
Pat, do you have what do you want to go for Survivor?
Everybody's in this week, right?
Yeah, everyone's back. Oh, congratulations, Mitt. We said congrats before, but Mitt, congrats.
That boy, Mitt. Does he have the ring on?
No, I do not. What? I do not.
Unbelievable. I gave it to him.
Get him out. You're out of the tournament.
Why is he not wearing a ring?
Tony didn't give it to
That's
me.
Not
That's
not true.
That's a lie. I saw him give it to him.
What are you playing? Is he playing victim right now? Is that what he...
No, Tony just didn't give it to me.
Oh, wow. Tone, what's the deal?
I mean, that's just not true. I can't find it.
What has happened?
It's around here. So I know where it's out. It's out in the cup holder out there. That's Mitt's fault. I mean, the sidebar was completely wrong today. Completely wrong today.
Kids gets a full-time job, and look what happens.
I know. Pat, you have any idea where you want to go, or you want to hear from everyone else?
I kind of want to hear from everybody.
Okay.
For sure.
Boys, come in. Jay, what are you? Jay, you got a pick this week?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Let me look, though.
Put me down for the Saints.
Gumpy's got the Saints.
Shoot, dude, that one sounds really nice.
I'm gonna go with the Colts minus 2.5.
It feels like that's a really good one. Like when Lombardi said it, I was like, that's a good one.
I mean, you're crossing a good number. Foxy, you got one over there?
Yeah, I'm 0-2 in week one of these things. I'm going to stick with my gut and go Lions are +3, which gives me 4 points.
Oh, yikes.
Galladay's not even playing.
That's all right. Coach just got fired. The boys are going to be rolling for Daryl Bevel.
He's wrong. Just
Connor.
Plus, what happened with the Bears last time? Their revenge game.
Hey, good luck to you and your Lions,
Thank
Foxy.
You.
Connor, can you before you
hey,
give us...
Hey, Fox is going to be on WWE Network, by the way.
Really? Doing what?
Go. The podcast I was on this morning, Foxy came in, poked his face in or whatever. They had him do it.
Good yeah, Pat in normal fashion was putting me over, so they're like, get in here, get in here, get in here.
Have you guys
and
seen?
As soon as we got in there, I was like, all right, get him the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Have you guys seen Take yet?
No, we have not seen Take yet, but I will. I got it ready. Thank you, Take. He's ready.
There you go.
Connor, you give us your Survivor pick, will you give us your the parlay that we were talking about earlier today?
The parlay we were talking about? Oh, son of a bitch, I left my phone out there. Yeah, we have an electric parlay coming. We'll definitely share it. The sweatshirts are still up there, right?
20% off.
20% off.
I don't know if it's still 20%
maybe
off.
Maybe not. I mean, this is easy. Pats, pick them. I mean, come on. We're staying in L.A., too. We got the Rams on Thursday Night Football next week. Pats all day.
Okay.
Staying in L.A., they're not even allowed outside the hotel.
Staying in the hotel in L.A.
I got it. Okay.
Ty?
I'm going to take Packers. And you know what? That point really doesn't do anything, so I'll just add it. I'll take Packers. Minus 9.5. I think they're going to beat the piss out of the Eagles.
I hope so bad. I hope so bad that thing comes in at 9.
Pat, how come Nick's not wearing his ring either from when he won the Survivor?
Well, he's not the reigning champion. So
well,
he
scumbags never
ring.
Gave me one. It's collusion. It's it's a fucking consortium of just errors and lies and bullshit. But, you know, I still participate because I'm a team player. I'm taking the Bills +2 against 49ers because who the fuck knows what's going on with the 49ers. They don't even know where they're playing, how they're playing. They got nobody to play. So
that's not a bad pick. Michael Mansouri.
I'm going to get down with the Titans. I think King Henry's going to run all over Cleveland and stomp their fucking faces in the mud.
Okay.
-4.5. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good pick.
We missed. Jay, did you figure it out yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go the Broncos, actually, 14.5.
Ooh, Jay, I think you get 15, actually.
Oh, I'll take that, too.
Mitt?
All right. I'm going to go with the Cardinals at +4, if I can get it at that, or 3.5 if it's moving.
Okay, we'll check that out. All right, Pat, you're last.
Bill's here.
Oh, yeah, Bill. Shit. Sorry about you, man. No wonder why he fucking leaks my shit.
I am going to go with the Steelers, even though I just got disrespected by Utah in there.
What is that line, Bill?
It's set at -7. So
you get -6.
Yep.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Yeah?
That's Tuesday or Monday, 5 o'clock, only on some markets, right?
Yep.
So we get Steelers, what, -6?
Yeah, does that worry you that they played on Wednesday and the Washington football team played on Thanksgiving? They have a week difference, basically.
No, the thing I like about it is that the Steelers played like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like after the Gary Gilbert game, the Steelers, the next week just...
Yeah, they did. Right? Against the Bengals. Yeah, they dog-walked the Bengals.
Yeah, I feel like that's... is that the one I want, though? A short week?
It was amazing the team that won the game said how bad they played, and the team that lost actually just complained about fucking everything.
Well, I mean...
What did the Ravens say?
Head coaching style.
RG3 fucking blamed it on not being able to play, not enough time to get ready.
Oh, he said that?
Oh, yeah. Threw for, 26 yards?
Hey, I'm happy I didn't stay on that... RG3 over passing yards. I got some tweets from people that are like, what happened to RG3's passing yards? Your picks suck. I'm like, oh, you didn't listen to full show, pal. Yeah, all right. I got off of that thing relatively quickly whenever I heard that we had a goddamn over under on rushing yards at 25.5. That might have been the best bet of the entire season that was going to happen.
Yeah, that was a lock.
So I think I'm going with the Steelers -6.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, Connor, you're back. Do you have your...
Yeah, I got the parlay. This is called the doesn't make sense parlay. These are all the bets that I like on the opposite side, so I took the opposite. Eagles +8.5, uh-huh. Giants +11, Cardinals +3, Jets +8.5, Texans +3.5, Bengals +11.5, Jags +10.5. Because I love the Vikings, the Dolphins, the Colts, the Raiders, the Saints, the Rams. And the Seahawks and the Eagles.
How much does that pay?
25 to win $4,000.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Can't make sense parlay.
Pat, I know FanDuel doesn't have the odds, but I assume that some offsite does. You know if you're favored on Sunday or not?
I don't think so. I would assume that we are not. The Undisputed Era has been in like 4 of these or something like
that. Yeah, but they're small and they stink.
You said it, not me.
Truth hurts.
Truth does hurt. I actually got to go get
What is that?